head coach Joe Bresci still vividly remembers the first time Gray visited UNC as he was trying to decide which school to bring his immense talents to. The coach knew an established first-team All-American was going to be showing up to his office, but had yet to figure out the type of person he was off the field, something Bresci said he always pays extra attention to. Gray showed up in khaki pants with a collared shirt buttoned all the way up and even held the door for both of his parents before entering himself. He then gave Bresci a firm handshake and made eye contact, showing respect and immediately earning it back in return. Once practice started in the fall of 2019, though, he wasn't quite showing the coaches what they were expecting to see. When the team made a trip to Columbus for a scrimmage at Ohio State that same fall, that's when everything began to make more sense to Bresci and his staff.
He was allowing his teammates to get used to him and him to get used to his teammates and not having the ball on his stick and that whole thing the whole time. We go up to Ohio State and he just explodes in the game and we kind of look at each other on the sidelines like, holy cow, but that's the kind of kid he is.
It didn't take long for Gray to establish himself as the team's top dog once his junior season began in 2020, as he earned ACC Offensive Player of the Week honors after scoring 4 goals and dishing out 2 assists in a season-opening win over Colgate. The Tar Heels ultimately went 7-0 before COVID-19 ended the season prematurely, with Gray racking up a whopping 27 goals and 21 assists during those games. That success carried over to this year, as UNC reached the number one national ranking for the first time since 2017 and earned the top seed for this year's NCAA tournament. Midfielder William Perry, a fifth-year senior who shares team captain duties with Gray, said that having such an unselfish superstar has gone a long way towards bringing the program back to its previous heights.
Chris brings out the best in everybody. Me watching, my teammates watching are like, damn, like I want to be as good as him. Like I want to do the stuff that he does. And it pushes, you know, people to their limits and into being the best lacrosse player they can be. And then off the field, he's one of the best teammates I've ever had playing here. And it is really, you know, awesome to see, you know, how much he has changed this program for the better.
Gray is the only player in the country this season to rank in the top 10 nationally in both goals and assists. He was named the ACC Offensive Player of the Year, and his 86 total points set a new single-season UNC record. In addition, he became just the third Tar Heel men's player to ever be selected as a finalist for the Towariton Award, lacrosse's version of the Heisman Trophy. Despite all the individual accolades, the always humble superstar is still seeking the only thing missing from his resume, a national championship. He'll finally get that chance this weekend, beginning with Friday's national semifinal against Virginia.
That would mean everything. I think that's the reason why you come to North Carolina to win a national championship. And honestly, that's why you play as a player. It's not really for the individual success, but rather working towards a common goal with your team. And in that case, it's definitely the national championship for us.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Avery Trendle.